This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Can we start it like, are you recording?
Yeah, I'm recording.
Okay. Can we start it like just casual? Like, this wine tastes really good.
Super casual.
Let's talk.
Hey, everybody. We're going to try something a little new this week. And depending on how it goes, maybe weeks more in the future. We're calling it Bread and Wine. And the reason that we're doing this is that so many of you have told me that you want more Nicole in your life. So
thank you, guys.
I know.
So flattering.
It's not surprising. I was going to say surprising, but it's not surprising, really. We want more Nicole, right? So we thought, why don't we do like a little short segment where Nicole and I get together and we just chat. We just chat about what's going on. Unscripted, unedited, and we're calling it Bread and Wine because we're going to talk about money stuff while we're drinking. Ching, ching, wine. Cheer,
really,
baby. Yeah. There we go. Mm-hmm. We'll see. I think that went through. Mm-hmm. There we go. So yeah, sorry. We're just pausing for the drink there. So yeah, that's what we're going to do, everybody. And
only way Andy can get me to talk about money.
Exactly. If I give her some wine and we can sit down and we lock the kids upstairs in their baby cage and they can't go anywhere. No, we really don't have a baby cage, but we might look into it after this year we've had. But anyway, so what we're going to do is Nicole and I are going to start the session by asking each other just a random question. And this week, Nicole has decided to go first. And hopefully there'll be a next week. We'll see.
All right, we'll see how this goes. Ready? Start the timer. 10 minutes.
All right, time minute. Ready to go.
Time limit. So, okay. So I'm going to do something that we have dealt with in the past week because I think it'll be fun
like
to bring
that.
Up things that have been going on in our lives. So I want to bring up a topic that we've talked about in the past before, but let's just like make it more formal. Let's get our thoughts out there. This past weekend, we went to visit your friend, and he has an absolutely insanely gorgeous house.
Yes.
And
I'm sorry, what did we do this past weekend?
We went to Dan's.
Oh, right. Yes. Well, there's a reason I don't remember much of Saturday. Keep going. Sorry.
So, and we were safe about it, you know.
Yeah.
So we distanced and, you know, there weren't a lot of us there. Anyway, he has a gorgeous house, and you know that that's my weak spot. That's where I want to spend my money. I don't spend a lot on makeup or clothing or a ton of other things. That's my favorite thing is home decorating.
Yeah.
So we also have a very beautiful house, but we went to Dan's house, and not that I was, you know, I'm not jealous. I don't want to say, oh, I don't want him to have these things because I want these things, but it is so hard, even with all that we have, to walk into somewhere that's, you know, different and beautiful and artistic and just, you know, just other things that we don't have, and to not be envious.
Yeah, I like this place a lot. It's very nice.
And we live in an area, a very, you know,
affluent
area. Mm-hmm. And so I find myself having that feeling a lot when we go pick up our kids from play dates and we walk into a beautiful $2 million mansion that's, you know, just everything is done to a T.
Yeah.
And not that I'm not thankful for what we have, because we have a beautiful home and we're very happy and content, but working on truly being content, I don't know. Is that possible? So I wanted how do I form that into an actual
question? Is that possible? Is that your question?
Yeah. Is it possible to get to the point where you're completely content with what you have and not wanting for more or different?
Wow. That's a great question. And it's something that I think about a lot, because whether it's nicer decor stuff in the house, or for me, like call it like business goals or whatever, more subscribers or whatever. Like, When can I just say, I feel really happy with my life right now, and I feel totally fine? I don't know. I think it's a practice, probably, something that we can practice doing, like just kind of thinking about the things that we have today and being grateful for them, especially during this season when people are out of work, you know.
Okay, so how do we practice that?
How do we practice that? Well,
I mean, being aware of it,
yeah,
is the first thing.
Sure.
But yeah, how do we practice that?
I don't know. I mean, awareness. So how are we aware of it? I would say realizing that there's always going to be more. There's always going to be more. There will always be, once we get the, what, so let's say, so we've got our $400,000 house right now, right? Maybe we work really hard and we get that $2 million house. Right. You know what there's going to be above that? The $10 million house. Nice. Or the island or whatever. And right. So the if you recognize that the constant pursuit is the epitome of unhappiness,
yeah,
then maybe just recognizing that every once in a while is a start.
Okay. Okay, I hear you. But what about the fact that if we were just completely content, I mean, isn't the fact that we are not content the driving factor that makes us want to be better?
That's true. I think, is that the balance, like you always say, moderation? Is that the balance then? Try to find enough that keeps you pushing forward and having some drive for life. And then balancing it with contentment and what you have in your life already.
The pizza.
Okay. I'll pause. We'll be right back, everybody. Well, I guess I will have to do a little editing, but that's okay. Uh-huh. Where were we?
You were saying that maybe there's a good moderate balance we can strike between still, you know, having the motivation to want to move ourselves forward, but not such a crazy amount of discontentment that we don't feel happy enough.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, that's obviously easier said than done.
Right. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you find that balance.
Well, what are some things that you can do to recognize just contentment and gratitude daily? Because it's a practice, right? It's just like exercising.
Right.
I'm not going to be fit if I don't practice healthy habits.
Right.
Recognizing gratitude, writing it down, taking time to recognize the things you have in your life, like taking a moment. Some people do that with prayer.
Well, I know for me, one of the things that I've done lately is I don't go on social media as much.
Yeah.
You know, when you don't see it, you're
That's sort of like defense, right? So you got the offense and the defense. That's defense being like, I'm not going to expose myself to things that will amplify my discontentment.
Right.
So what are things on that?
Because I don't need to see somebody on vacation when I'm having a really bad day at work. It's like a disconnect. Whereas maybe if I see them or talk to them at a party and I'm in a different mindset, I'm super happy hearing about their, you know, I'm happy for them that they went on this beautiful vacation.
Yeah.
But if I see that while I'm in a dark place, I feel like that sometimes makes, you know, it's different. It's, you know, you have a different reaction.
Agreed.
You may have a negative reaction or be like, you know, it's like unconscious, right? You may have an unconscious reaction to it being like, oh, well, I'm so jealous that they're on vacation because you're having a terrible day.
Sure.
Well, you never would know that they were on vacation while you're having that terrible day unless you were like looking at it on social
media. And what are the times where we usually are jumping on social media? When we're like kind of tired and like kind of having a crappy day.
Bored.
And we're like flipping through our phone. Oh, God, those people. I hate those people. Why did they get to go?
And then you feel terrible for having those
because they're nice people.
Because they're your friends and acquaintances and people you care about. But right. It's sometimes like, like I said, an unconscious reaction.
Sure. Yeah.
And then, you know, so then I just know that not looking at that stuff has made me feel a little more
content. I agree.
Just out of sight, out of mind.
I agree.
And then when I talk to my friends, I'm super happy for all of the things that they bring me up to speed about. I think it's just different seeing it on social media.
I agree. Because it's a flashpoint on somebody's life where you only are seeing the positives. And that's sort of like...
And it's not a conversation. It's just being like... It's a one-sided...
It is one-sided.
Like, just there. It's just being presented to
totally.
You.
Totally. That's like talking to somebody and you're only hearing from them the entire time and there's no back and forth, which is not really a conversation.
No.
It's talking at you. I think we all know people like that.
T. tangent.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess to answer your original question was, you know, how do we handle that? I don't know. I think, yeah, a little bit of offense and defense for feeling the gratitude and contentment on a daily basis.
Right.
So blocking out the things that you know you're going to go to negative town with, and then practicing things that I've been writing down in the morning. I've been writing down three things I'm grateful for. And it might seem kind of trite or whatever, like quick. But I think the times when I'm really focusing, I like, yeah, I have kids. You know, like some days I'm like, my kids, you know, but yeah. Then some days when I'm calm and I have time in the morning when I actually recognize it's great to be a parent. I love being a dad, but there's sometimes in the moment I don't feel it. But if I take that time and recognize it when I'm calm, I feel that gratitude, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, also, I mean, not to compare yourself to the opposite side, but we do live in an affluent area and there's a lot of folks in the world that don't, you know? And I just recognizing the privilege that we have to live where we do also can make you feel more content, I believe.
Very true. So awareness, defense, staying away from things that you know will make you feel discontent with your, you know, your situation. And then, and a little bit of offense, a little bit of like, very mindful being aware of things that you should be grateful for, maybe writing them down.
Yeah. But I mean, I've talked a lot. So what do you think?
I like all those things.
Okay.
Well, my idea was the defense.
Oh, okay. So I just like, you're saying I took your ideas, formulated into my takeaways, and they became mine. Right. And then I'm like, well, what do you got? But right, you're like, right, no, right. Those were mine, dude.
Yeah. That was my big salad.
Yep. All right. Well, I mean, I think for the first conversation, that's pretty good. What do you guys think? I would love to hear what you think about contentment, especially when it comes to our friends that maybe have a little bit more than we do, whatever it is, whether it's a bigger house, nicer stuff, I don't know, cooler vacations, business goals, things that you look out and you're like, I really want that. How do you deal with that? How do you deal with contentment? How do you deal with that feeling inside where you're like, I don't want them to not have it, but I want that. Yeah. I know it's that little child brain that we have, right? Or, you know, but.
And I'd be interested to know if people consider it a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah.
Or if it's somewhere in the middle.
Like absolutely.
Kind of what we've concluded, you know, that it's, you need to have a little bit of that in order to drive you forward,
yeah.
But not have so much of it that it makes you miserable.
So, I love it.
I don't know. Where do people?
Well, they can shoot us a note on social media. You can hit me up at Andy Hill MKM on any major social media. That's Facebook or Instagram. Instagram's been the best. So if you guys want to contact me on Instagram, just shoot me a DM there. That'd be great. Send me over any Friendster, questions you have.
Friendster.
I wonder if my Friendster's still there. There's probably some embarrassing photos on that Friendster. I had my MySpace up until like last year with my cover band page on there. Anyway, yeah, shoot us a note or leave us a voicemail at marriagekidsandmoney.com/voicemail. And hey, man, if you guys have any questions for Nicole and I to tackle, that'd be fun too.
Hey, Andy, my glass is empty.
Well, I guess that's the end of the episode. See you next week.